in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. The creator of the wildly popular food blog How Sweet Eats, Jessica Merchant, will be here later on Cincinnati Edition. She's in town for a book signing, but a book signing that's part of the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic in Washington Park. She'll be making an appearance tomorrow and doing a pop-up book signing at Joseph F. Booksellers in Brookwood. We'll talk to her about her new cookbook, Seriously Delish, 150 Recipes for People Who Totally Love Food. She'll talk about her blog and about the cookbook. But first, a dish of a different sort. He is a New York Times best-selling American author of 15 novels. He's a native of Wyoming and still lives there. And the main character in his books is the Wyoming game warden named Joe Pickett. I'm talking about author C.J. Box, and recently I caught up with C.J. to talk about his latest Joe Pickett novel, Stone Cold. So, C.J., did you ever think back in 2001 when you wrote that first Joe Pickett novel, Open Season, that here, what, 13, 14 years later, you'd still have Joe Pickett as one of your characters?
I did not. I never even, with that first book, I never even thought in terms of a series. I never, you know, I wasn't sitting, boy, the world is just needs a game warden series, and I'm going to write it. I was, you know, I was writing a specific book that introduced Joe Pickett as a character, because a game warden was the best way to carry that story, which was about the Endangered Species Act. The book was Open Season. But luckily, the publisher liked the book well enough that they offered a deal for two more books with Joe Pickett, and that's how the series was born.
And when did it really take off for you? I mean, when did you feel Joe Pickett really became such a hit with the readers after Open Season there, that first book?
Well, you know, with the very first one, all the things that aren't supposed to happen with the first novel did. And that's like, it went into multiple printings. It became a New York Times notable book. It was optioned for a movie. So it really, from that very first book on, it really took off. And of course, the scary thing is book number two and three. Are they going to do as well? And luckily, they did. Each book has outsold the previous one for 14 years.
Well, with Stone Cold here, unlike some of the previous books in the Joe Pickett series, it doesn't have a real environmental issue at its core. Were you looking for something different here on book number 14?
You know, I was. I wanted to just kind of get Joe back to back to his roots a little bit, serving as a game warden. There's a lot of his family interaction in this one, which I think is an important part of the series. And the previous book, Breaking Point, was you know, very political in a way, very overheated in a way, and I kind of wanted to cool it down a little bit, but also provide kind of a page-turning storyline.
Well, with Joe Pickett, you know, you don't usually think of a game warden as being a hero necessarily. You know, how back in the beginning with Open Season and, you know, here all the way through Stone Cold, why a game warden? I mean, why did you make that first decision to make Joe a game warden?
Well, because originally the protagonist was going to be a local sheriff or then a journalist, small-town journalist, which is what I was at the time. But I realized that in Wyoming, especially in the West, game wardens are a little bit larger than life than they are maybe in other parts of the U.S. Game wardens in Wyoming have territories that are as big as 5,000 square miles. They're very heavily armed because almost everybody they encounter out in the field is armed as well. But they're also kind of local peacemakers. They get involved in crimes and investigations that aren't just about game and fish violations. And they're very much lone wolves. They're out there in their trucks, usually a lot, many times with their dogs. And they don't have backup, and they very rarely even go to the headquarters, which is the state capital of Cheyenne. So they're kind of, in real life, sort of iconic kind of cowboy types. And when I learned more about game wardens, I realized that would be the best way to carry this kind of story.
Well, I've spoken with Craig Johnson, the author of the Longmire series, of course, his hero, a sheriff, and I know he spends a lot of time with law enforcement. Have you spent a lot of time with game wardens?
I have, yes.
What kind of adventures have you had with game wardens and their meeting of heavily armed people in the woods?
Well, it's very interesting because they are alone usually, and like I said, without backup. I've been with them when they go into hunting camps to check out all the licenses and make sure everybody's legal. And a lot of times those hunting camps are maybe filled with guys who are having some cocktails, and there's lots of guns around. So the game wardens have to not be too overbearing or heavy-handed, but also get their jobs done. So they deal with people in a very interesting way. And if they find a violation, often they have to arrest that person right there on the spot and drive them into town sitting next to them in their truck. There's no back seat for them to lock them up in. So there's just a lot of unique situations that can occur.
Speaking with C.J. Box, the best-selling author of a number of books, but included among them the Joe Pickett series about the Wyoming game warden, who's been the protagonist in 13 novels, starting back in 2001, and now the newest, Stone Cold, available where books are sold right now. And here in Stone Cold, C.J., Joe is still a game warden, but he's kind of a helper of the governor, if you may, not just a game warden. How else has he changed over the course of this series, and how does he change in your mind as a writer?
Well, I'm glad I've done one thing with the series. I'm glad I did now in retrospect, and that is that every book has occurred in real time. Joe Pickett is, 13 years older than when he was introduced. His family is 13 years older, and I think all of the characters, reflect things that have happened in previous books. They're not every book starts brand new with no references to the past or to things that have happened. I think Joe Pickett has gotten a little bit tougher skin than he had originally when he was very naive. He's been betrayed a few times, so he's a little bit more skeptical. But he's still Joe Pickett, which means he has a tendency to always want to get to the bottom of something, even though everybody's warning him off. And he's not a violent guy. He rarely draws his gun, but he's kind of a bulldog when it comes to figuring things out and getting to the bottom of them. And he does that just by pressing, by asking questions, and then basically reacts on what he's heard.
I know you have a lot of adventures that Joe goes on in many parts of Wyoming, and I know that you're based in Cheyenne, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
do you
true.
Spend as much time in all the corners of Wyoming as Joe does?
I do. I love to travel the state, and I always go to whatever area I'm going to write about and just kind of poke around. Don't make a big announcement about it, but talk to locals, get the local gossip. In fact, Stone Cold, the premise of it, about a big landowner who lives in a very remote part of Wyoming who finances his operation by being a high-class hitman with contract killer, is based on some stories I heard from some people in another part of Wyoming about a ranch owner who lived up there.
So picking up on little kernels of truth here and there allows you to expand with Joe.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the Black Hills of Wyoming. Usually you hear the Black Hills of South Dakota, not Wyoming. And this is the northeast corner of the state that you write about in the latest Joe Pickett novel, Stone Cold. Talk about visiting there, because you make it sound very, very stark and impoverished. Is it really that stark and impoverished?
It is not really that stark and impoverished. I exaggerated that to some degree. But it is a part of the state that hasn't seen the kind of economic recovery that the rest of the state has. The industries up in that area, which were pretty much extractive, coal mine, gold mine, logging, energy, have all kind of gone away. And a lot of the population has gone away, too. And those that are there are just kind of, have a tough living. That part of it is portrayed but exaggerated. But it's a beautiful area. Like you said, the Black Hills are very well known in South Dakota. That's where Mount Rushmore is. But just over the border is the Black Hills of Wyoming, and they are beautiful as well, just not well known.
What do you have the most fun with when it comes to writing Joe Pickett novels? Because he's quite a character without being too much of a character, unlike many people who have baggage or a dark past. Joe doesn't. He's just a family man. What kind of fun do you have when you're writing with him in mind?
Well, I guess what I love the best is the interaction that he has with his friend Nate Romanowski, and also with his family, his daughters, dealing with his daughters as they grow up and get a little boy crazy. And Joe doesn't know what to do. He often says he lives in the house of feelings with his wife and three daughters. So that's the part I really like. But I enjoy taking the character of Joe Pickett and putting him into situations like in Stone Cold, where he's in an area where people don't know him well, and he's always underestimated, and he's not necessarily treated well by some. But I like to have him in those to figure his way out.
Well, you mentioned his three daughters and his issues with his three daughters. I noticed you have three daughters too, CJ. How much does your real life inform Joe Pickett novels?
Well, it certainly does to some degree. I remember thinking when my daughters were all little and we were all like sitting down for dinner that it was like having, you know, three radios turned to three different stations all going full blast at once. So I kind of learned from that and try to incorporate the child characters or the growing child characters in the books in a realistic way.
Stone Cold is the new Joe Pickett novel from C.J. Box. He's on the phone here on Cincinnati Edition talking about that latest book right now. It's available where books are sold, and you can find out more about it and more of C.J.'s work online at WVXU.org. And we'll have a link to your website, C.J., and you have some great pictures. It seems like you have been having fun being the creator of Joe Pickett with your many visits and a lot of the research that you do. I mean, even climbing to the top of a wind farm?
Well, yeah, a top of a wind turbine, yes. In the book Cold Wind, I needed to find out if it was possible to get a dead body to the top of a wind turbine, a 250-foot wind turbine. And I was able to find somebody who would let me climb to the top. And when I got up there, I saw that there was a chain and pulley system that they could bring equipment to the top up to 250 pounds. So I realized I solved that. I could get a body up there, and that's how that Cold Wind opens, is with a dead body chained to the blade of a wind turbine spinning around. But in order to write about it effectively and realistically, I had to climb it. So I go to the places where the books take place. I do the things that happen in the books, like, you know, whitewater rafting or firing the largest handgun in the world or going to Yellowstone Park. But I love that part of this job.
Why do you think that Wyoming lends itself so well to some great stories? Because I mentioned Craig Johnson before with the Longmire series based there in Wyoming, and your books that really bring the beauty of the state to mind and to the mind's eye. Why do you think Wyoming is such a fertile ground for writers?
I think part of it is the landscape. I mean, it's a huge state. It's about the size of France, and there's only 600,000 people in it. But it's very diverse, from, you know, literal deserts to Yellowstone Park and the Tetons and everything in between. And because it's so big and the weather is so extreme and the population is so low, it tends to somehow create more characters out there. Maybe it's because it's in isolation. But also because Wyoming was kind of the apex of a lot of the Western myths that we know of, you know, the Johnson County Range War, you know, just over the borders where Custer's Last Stand were, and so a lot of the Western history and culture took place there, and I think it carries over to now.
I noticed on your website some pictures of some fans, a couple of ladies wearing "I Love Joe Pickett" T-shirts. What do people, when you meet them going out on book signings and like, what are readers most interested in about your work and Joe Pickett?
Well, you know, they're interested in a lot of the different things. Part of it is the location. I'm very lucky in that my readership tends to be about 50-50 men and women, which is kind of unusual for mystery writers or mystery books. They're usually, most of the readers are women. Thriller readers are men, and I tend to get them both in equal numbers and in all age groups. And I think they like the exotic setting of the book. They like the family of Joe Pickett, and luckily they, you know, they like the adventures that he gets into. So questions are often about, asked about the landscape, falconry, which is, plays a big part. Men always ask about that big gun that Nate Romanowski carries, what it's like and to fire it, that sort of thing. And women tend to many times ask about the family interactions.
And what question are you asked the most?
You probably the one I'm asked the most is who would play Joe Pickett in a movie or television series. And I never have a good answer for it because I don't know.
Oh, you couldn't say, why me, of course.
Not me. Not me.
Well, I know that you've been pitching Joe Pickett, or Joe Pickett's been being pitched to Hollywood. And any action? I mean, again, I'm sorry for referring back to Craig Johnson and Longmire, but Longmire became a TV series too. Any chance Joe might become a TV series or maybe a movie?
Yeah, there is a chance. It is as we speak. It's being pitched to several different television networks by Robert Redford, who's the executive producer, who wants to do a TV series. So who knows? It may happen, or, you know, it could happen and not be very good. I don't know. I don't get that involved with it, but it is being pitched right now, and there's a movie in the works as well, based on one of the standalones called Blue Heaven.
And the future of Joe Pickett, because you, as you mentioned, you know, Joe has been, for us readers, growing up in real time, and, well, like us readers, getting a little older too, CJ.
That's right. His knees hurt now when he jumps around. He's in his late 40s in the book, so he's aged in real time. So realistically, you know, he could be around, because the books take place every year, for another, 10 to 15 years doing his job, which means 10 to 15 books. But there's also other characters in the books that are featured from time to time, so I can slow time down. So there's a lot out ahead of me.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, CJ, and keep the great stories coming.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
CJ Box, the best-selling author of the Joe Pickett novels, the latest in the series, Stone Cold, is available now. You can learn more about it and CJ's work on our website, WVXU.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Mark Purcell. They're setting up for the inaugural Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic in Washington Park, the first grand tasting tonight, and then, of course, all sorts of activities tomorrow, among them a book signing by Jessica Merchant, creator of the wildly popular food blog How Sweet Eats, and she'll be signing her new cookbook, Seriously Delish. A talk with Jessica straight ahead on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7.